Hey, what does this music mean? I think we know. It means that it is time to check in with movie maven Stephanie Curtis. She comes in every Friday to talk about a film and what she thinks about it. And I'm happy that she's joining Bob Collins and I. Stephanie, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're really good. And I'm dying to know about this movie because it was certainly intriguing to see the previews for it. And I'm just dying to hear what you got to say about Lucy.
Yeah, so this is the Scarlett Johansson movie where she plays a regular person like us, a student who has a dumb boyfriend who gets her into trouble. And suddenly she goes through unprompted surgeries, courtesy of the Chinese gang, and she's a drug mule. And then this happens, that happens, and she suddenly, using not just 10% of her brain, but all of her brain. Mm-hmm. If you accept that whole, we only use 10% of our brain idea. And what will happen when a human can use more than 10% of their brain? Amazing things that only Scarlett Johansson will do. And it starts off really, really fun. You're on the edge of your seat. You're filled with tension. It's completely terrifying, and you're rattled, and it's great. And then the other thing I really loved about it at the beginning is that it's completely unsentimental. She just shoots people and without thinking twice about it. She just is on a mission to survive, and innocent bystanders, who cares? But then it goes off the rails after a little bit, and part of the problem is, you know, it's a science fiction movie and it sets up rules of its universe, of what can happen. And then it doesn't follow the rules. It would be like a vampire movie where the vampires can't go out during the day. And then suddenly near the end of the movie, I'm like, you know, I'm going to go out at noon. You know, I'm just going to do that. And it just breaks its own rules and it breaks the spell. And then it kind of goes off into a weird spiral. So it's only 80 minutes long.
Okay.
And in fact, I just saw a three-hour movie, Boyhood. Did you see Boyhood?
No, I haven't seen that.
So that's super long. And that Boyhood at 3 hours felt shorter than Lucy at 80 or 90 minutes.
Did I already ask you this? Is it, we're assuming this is set in the future?
It is not set in the future.
Oh,
it is
it's
set
not.
In the now.
Okay.
It is set in Shanghai, which sometimes reads as the future to us here in the United States, where all things seem future-like. But it is set in the now, and And Morgan Freeman is in it playing a brain scientist who does, the one nice thing that they do is they overlay a Morgan Freeman lecture explaining, like, this is how, what would possibly happen if your brain could work more at 10 to 20% or 30%, and interplaying with Scarlett Johansson doing those things. So there are lots of fun things about it, but then the end just ruins the beginning for you.
Yeah.
It does.
What percentage of your brain do you think you use, Stephanie?
You know what? There are times I remember when I was, I feel like as a teenager, I used more of my brain.
Yeah.
Didn't you feel more alive when you were a teenager?
I think, I don't know. I was kind of dumb. So I'm not really sure. I mean, I think I've gotten a little smarter as I've gotten older, but I'm trying to think, what do you think, Collins? What's the percentage of your brain do you think you use?
I think,
more than 10%
is fine. I think that's pretty much, declared that this is a false assertion. That
yeah, I think someone like Dale Carnegie made it up or something.
Yeah, but I do know people who, metaphorically anyway, use more than 10% of their brain. And my guess is don't go there. it's a scary, that 90% is a scary, spooky place.
Yeah, you don't want to be in that place.
You don't want to be there. So just concentrate on using your 10%. In fact, that's your assignment for today.
Okay.
Try to dumb it down.
One thing they did in the movie was they had Scarlett Johansson remember memories from when she was really little. But have you ever had that happen? And where suddenly you'll have this clear memory, something you haven't thought of in years, and you realize that probably everything you've ever done is somewhere in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams, and if you could tap
dreams.
Into that.
Yeah.
That would be pretty amazing. You'll just see something and you'll remember, oh my gosh, I remember we went on that trip and I saw that or did. And you know that all these memories are in there,
mm-hmm.
and I have a terrible memory. If I could tap into all my memories, I would be so much more powerful than the half-witted person I am.
So, okay, so you went in with what kind of expectation and you left with what?
You know, I was super excited to go into it because I like Luc Besson, the film director who did, like, La Femme Nikita a billion years ago. He did that. And I love Scarlett Johansson. I think she's so much fun. And I left thinking, oh, people should not see that. And
okay.
I was disappointed.
Okay.
I think people, you know, wait for the DVD. It'll be a fun thing on DVD, a fun thing to drop into on cable TV. It'll be a fun thing to click on, like, what am I going to watch on Netflix? Hey, look, there's that Scarlett Johansson thing from last year.
All right.
That's what it'll be perfect for.
That is Stephanie Curtis, our movie maven, and that is her take on Lucy. So that's what we got to say, you know? We've got low expectations, high expectations, but maybe it's a DVD rental. There's nothing wrong with that. It just maybe means you don't have to stand in line to be the first person to see Lucy.